And awesome. On St. Joseph's Day, I was listening to your program and in regards to prayer to St. Joseph. Now, yes. I pray to St. Joseph daily, and I have a prayer to St. Joseph that my mother had given me. So this is what I've been doing. The person mentioned about saying this prayer to St. Joseph for 9 days, and whatever wish would be, not so much wish, but intention would be granted. So I've been praying over my son's health situation that isn't great, and nothing has changed. So first off, in order to be fair, my prayer to St. Joseph is probably different than the prayer that you had given out for the Feast of St. Joseph, that novena prayer. Mm-hmm. So I was wondering, number one, would that make a difference?
Actually, no.
But I do have a prayer to St. Joseph. So
no, let's start there.
Is,
okay, John, or okay. Joe, go ahead.
No, my question to you, sir, is would there be any difference in the prayer? But number two is I've been praying that day ever since St. Joseph, and my son's situation has not changed, the health situation.
I understand. Well, I'm very sorry to hear that.
Say this 9 days in a row, will be granted.
Okay. Let's talk about that. First of all, if you are under the impression that St. Joseph will only respond to your request for his prayers and intercession, if you say the right novena, then you need to clear that idea out of your head, because that's not true. It's not like St. Joseph is saying, sorry, Joe, you didn't say the right novena. You didn't say the word the right way, or you know what I'm saying? It's not at all how it works. The saints in heaven, our brothers and sisters, they want to pray for us, and they do pray for us. And when we ask them to pray for us, it's showing honor to God by recognizing the honor that he has given to his friends. He has bestowed such great honors on St. Joseph. After all, St. Joseph was chosen to be the foster father of Jesus and the husband of the Blessed Virgin Mary. Doesn't get much better than that. So look at it that way. That's the first thing. It's not like you have to recite an exact formula of certain words. That would be superstitious and mechanical and thinking it's like if I put the wrong coin in the gumball machine, I can't get a gumball. So I got to put the right coin in. That's not how it works. The fact that you are invoking the intercession of the great St. Joseph and you are entrusting your prayer to him, you know, St. Joseph, I'm praying to God every day for this intention for my son, but I could sure use your help too. Would you please pray for me? He completely understands, and you don't ever have to worry that he's going to say, sorry, you didn't say the right prayer. That's the first thing. Second thing is that novenas are not intended for, they should not be understood to be that on the last day of the novena, suddenly what you're asking for happens. Now, I suppose occasionally that might happen. It happened to my wife and me once when we were trying to sell our home, but that's very unusual. It's not typical, or at least I don't know that it's typical. More commonly, you pray the novena, and then at a certain point, if God answers your prayer with a yes, then you see, in retrospect, you know, I prayed this novena and I see a result. But sometimes God's answer to the prayer, the novena prayer, is not this, but something better. So perhaps what's happening here, and even though it's only been 9 days now, I would say just trust in God and wait on his timing. You've prayed the novena. You can keep praying the novena. You can pray continuously if you wish. I think that would be a good idea. But just be prepared for the fact that perhaps God has something better in store than some immediate cure. Now, I realize that may seem very strange to you because you're his father and you want him cured and you desire that, so that's completely understandable. But maybe in God's timing, there's some reason why, if he says yes to this, that it would not happen right away. I don't know what that reason is, but I would say wait on God's timing. Say, Lord, if this is your will that my son be healed, please heal him. I mean, Jesus met with any number of people who came to him, Lord, I know that if you wish to heal me of my leprosy, that you can do it. And Jesus said, I do will it. Be healed. Boom. On the spot, the leper was healed by the Lord. This is in Mark's Gospel, chapter 1. It's one of many examples in which people petitioned the Lord for physical healings. So we know that God delights in doing this. And there's no reason for you to lose hope or to lose confidence, but just wait on God's timing for that to happen. That would be my best advice, Joe.
Mm-hmm.